Whale necropsies are a multi-sensory experience. Stand downwind and you'll get the pungent smell of ocean air mixed with quickly decomposing organs. Walk a little closer and you'll soon see the sheer volume of blood and guts that comes out of a giant mammal. Then, of course, there's the sound of blubber squelching, and if you're lucky, that's the sound of gas releasing from a single cut into the side of a gray whale that washed up on Kodiak this month. Veterinarian Emily Yakabuchi is standing in surprise, knife still in hand.
Expected, but I didn't expect it. Like, it totally makes sense, but I didn't expect that to happen.
She explains that the inside of the whale is rotting, and the resulting gases have expanded the whale's belly like a balloon.
So I just released it. That might keep happening. I'm hoping that was, like, the most explosive one.
It keeps going for another 2 minutes straight. This gray whale is the seventh one to show up on Kodiak this year. It's a juvenile male, nearly 30 feet long. Veterinary pathologist Kathy Burek flew down from Anchorage for the dissection. She says despite the smell, it's the freshest specimen she's seen this year, dead for probably less than a week. More than 180 gray whales have washed up dead along the West Coast this year, according to the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. And scientists like Burek are still trying to figure out why. Beached gray whales used to be relatively rare, she says.
Normally, most years, we don't see a single gray whale, right? It's usually like every couple of years we might have a necropsy.
This year, it seems gray whale necropsies are becoming almost commonplace, but each new specimen adds a little more clarity to the picture. As gray whales complete their migration to the Arctic for the summer, Burek says many whales, including this one at Surfers Beach, have been on the thin side.
I've not seen one yet that I've been convinced was absolutely emaciated. They look thin to me. The blubber doesn't have a whole lot of fat in it. And you know, the profile of the animals look a bit, you know, shrunken.
One explanation is that the whales have outgrown their food source. And with that, she says,
you have to talk about the climate change issues because there's been so much change in the temperatures of the waters. Pretty much we're seeing an ecosystem-wide change right now.
Another possibility is the spread of harmful algal blooms around southern Alaska. Toxins produced by the algae can harm and even kill marine life. And Burek says she's not ruling out the possibility of disease among the whales either. But this gray whale seems to have met a different fate. Burek and Yakabuchi are pretty certain an orca killed it. It's missing its tongue, that's a pretty common sign of orca predation, and has rake marks and large bruises along its body. Yakabuchi says even if our whale's death seems like a one-off, it doesn't mean that the necropsy won't deliver answers about the larger population. She says there's always the potential that he had multiple things going on that made him easier prey.
So that's all speculation, but it's just the reason why you don't go, oh, his tongue's missing, so end of story. We can all go home. We can learn a lot, even if he was killed by orcas, we can learn a lot from him.
Back at the beach, volunteers are sifting through the whale's gooey insides to collect samples in plastic bags and small vials. For the most part, the organs look intact. Yakabuchi says some samples might be used for a chemical analysis, others to look for parasites or study tissue conditions.
The one that I was just taking out of the eyeball, we're interested in because it helps us look for evidence of toxic albumin toxicity. Because certain types of tissues in the body will concentrate some chemicals, so the eyeballs is a nice one.
Gray whale populations in general are higher in number than they have been in a long time. But with strandings this year well above the 18-year average, NOAA declared an unusual mortality event for the animals in May. It will probably be years before scientists can make any conclusions about the recent deaths, just taking into account the time it takes to gather a statistically significant number of samples and then compile the results. Each necropsy, including this one, provides a data point that helps scientists understand the whales and their environment a little better. In the meantime, NOAA reminds beachgoers that if you see a beached whale or other marine mammal, it's illegal to mess with the specimen yourself. Instead, they say to call the Alaska Marine Mammal Stranding Hotline found on NOAA's website. Reporting on Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.